Okay, let's go. On the bottom over here. Tanarabonon, Amapelas Guf Otum, incomplete, something like that, not properly formed, Ein Imoy Tmeya Leida. Vezu Guf Otum, what makes up a Guf Otum? It's Rebbe Omer, Kedeshi Notlum and Achai Viyomus. If it's missing that with that which, if you would take it from a live one, would kill it, basically. At that we have a machloikas, three-way machloikas in that. V'kama yinotum and achai v'yomus, what is that exactly? It's Reb Zakeh Yoimer, adu akuvo. Meaning if you take, if it's missing, say, a back leg, till above that second knee in the cow, there are like two knees, akuvo, that makes a treifa. But what he's saying is, if it's a treifa, it will not be tmei oleida. Now that is not like Rova said before. Rova said before, Veshto Nokuv Imo Tmeya. Even though it's a treifa, because he holds, we said, treifa chaya. He holds treifa eno chaya. So that's called the Yomus. Fine. Rebiyanai Omer, no, treifa is chaya. So that wouldn't do the trick. Adlin Nekovov. You have to take off the leg up till all the way up, basically till where it comes out of the socket in the hip. Because we learned in Chulin, we'll see the Gemara bringing it in Reb Lezer, that nital hayerech. If you have a cow, let's say in the back leg, you take it off above the akuva, that's a treif. If you take off the whole leg and cholol shelah, you can see the cholol shelah. His leg is gone all the way up. So much so, the Gemara explains there that when the animal sits down, when an animal sits down, she puts her legs under her. So you could have an animal where the leg is off, but when she sits down, you won't notice it because it's sort of covered by the flanks. If it's up that high and all the side stuff is gone, so that even when she sits, crouches down, whatever you call that, you still see that opening, you see a space, that's what we call it. That's interesting din over there. That's called a nevela. It's not a trefa. It's like it's dead already. So he says that will make it. You need even more. It's got to be missing mamish half the animal. Explains the Gemara. What's going on? Bein Reb Zakeh le Reb Yanai. What's the difference between Reb Zakeh and Reb Yanai? Ika beneo treifu chaya. Mar sova treifu chaya. Reb Yanai holds treifu chaya. That's why, just out of our kuva, which makes it a treifu, it'll still be tmei oleida. And more than that, umar sova treifu eino chaya. Reb Zakeh holds treifu eino chaya. So if it's a zavlad, it's missing something that in a regular animal would make it a treifu. That's already called it can't live. It's eino meskayim. So it's not tmei oleida. Reb Yanai holds treifu chaya. You need more. What's the difference between Reb Yanai and Reb Yochanan? Bein Reb Yanai le Reb Yochanan, ike bein ayah de Reb Elazar. This thing I just told you, is that true? The Omer Reb Elazar, nital yerech, the whole leg, all the way up to the thigh, v'cholol shalom, that's nevela. According to Reb Elazar, that's nevela. So the Reb Yanai holds that way. So in other words, treifu is not enough. You have to do something that will kill it, so to speak. So you have this next level, which is a nevela, according to Blaz. But Reb Yochanan doesn't agree with him. It doesn't make a nevela. He needs even more than taking off the leg. He needs ad tabura. Omer Rav Papa, machloikis melamata lemailo. This machloikis, how much has to be missing to make it ois vlad, is coming up from the bottom of the animal, chopping off the leg, coming up at the knee, at the thigh, up to the tabur. If something from the top is missing, meaning the gulgolus, the skull is missing a piece, I feel cold to hutahira. Missing even a piece of the skull already, that's called a vlad can't live. Something where the gulgolus, the skull is missing, imo tahira. Hamapelas kimin afkiso de diklo, imo tahira. That's the Rashi. It's interesting. See over there. Kimin afkiso de diklo. Shehadekel lema. What a dekel? How's what a dekel look? A dekel is a palm tree. It's smooth, and then the leaves shoot out. And that's how the baby was malformed. It was like the body was smooth, and the arms and the legs were coming out of the top. The Rashi. Shehadekel lemato yoch umispatzel. It spreads out milamala. Kach hoyu yodov v'raglov al kseifoi umelamatu below tzura. Okay, that's obviously not going to go anywhere. That's such an maybe. That's imotayr. Okay, itma hamapeles misha ponov musmosim. The face is smashed in. There is some sort of a tzura of a face, but it's smashed in. Is a machloikis. That's still called the Vlad, and the mother's Tmeyolate. Rish Lokish Omar, Imotahir. That's already Ois, that's like autumn. The face is missing, the head is missing. Okay. Rish Lokish. So basically, Rish Lokish, you are telling me that Pon of Musmosim is Tahir. Hamapelas, we had this rice a while back. Hamapelas, Yad Chatucho. The regal chatucho, shemapels a fully formed hand or a fully formed leg, imo tmeo leido. The ein choishin, I'm not afraid, shema miguf otum bosa. I don't say it came as I see this is formed, I assume the rest was formed also. I'm not afraid, I'm not choishish that it came from a guf otum, in which case it would be tahira. Vzoktevim isa, if you are right, Rav Shlokish, that musmosim is tahira, listening, shema miguf otum, if there would be another case that's tahir, like pon of musmosim, which, as Tais points out, is similar to gufotum, it's also a missing something, that type of a malformation, it should have said that also. Okay. Omar of Poppy, he's switching. We said here that there's a machloikis of Yoichan Reish Lokish and pon of musmosim. That Reb Yoichan holds still a Vlad and this Tmei later. Reish Lokish says to her, he's got it a little different. Omer of Poppy, Bifon of Musmosin, Kuli Amalo Pligid Tmei. No, there is no Machlokish, mistake. Everybody holds that silk wall because there is basically a face of, the shape of a face, just it's smashed in. Smashed. Ki Pligi Bifon of Tuchos. Pon of Tuchos, Reish, is ain't Tzura Ben Nikeres Lagami. There's no sur nicker on the face at all. It's just like a round thing. The ibre, it happens to be that it was said the other way. As we had it, that in Musmosim, Reb Yochanan said Tome, Reish Lokish said Tor. He says he got the Mechlokes all wrong over here. First of all, there's no Mechlokes in Musmos. Everybody holds that that's Tome to Maslade. But in Tuchitz, we have a Mechlokes, that's the other way. Reb Yochanan Omer, Imo Tahoy, Reish Lokish Omer, Imo Tmei. Oh, so Frank the Gemara, now, before, when it was Reish Lokish saying Tahor in Musmosin, Reb Yochanan asked him a kasha from a brisa. It says, and don't think it comes from a guf otum. Why didn't it say, and don't think it came from a guf otum and put off Musmosin? So let's make the kasha now the other way around. Now the machlokes is in Tuchis. And Reb Yochanan says Tahor. So let Reish Lokish ask that same kasha. It says over there, you don't have to be choshish, it came from a guf otum. Let it say, you don't have to be choshish, it came from a guf otum and from a part of Tuchis. The same kasha. So come on, there you won't have the kasha. There you'll answer him. That's the same thing. Guf otum and pishpon of tuchas is the same thing, because pon of tuchas is what do you call it? Is like the face is missing. Basically, it's basically the same thing. Okay. B'nei Rebchia, Norfolk Lekarisa, they went out to the towns. Also the Kameh Dabun, they came to the father. Omer Lahem, so Rebchia said to them, Klum bo maisel yetchem. Any interesting shailas come your way lately? Omer lo, ponim tuchois boli yodei. We had a shaila with a new woman who was mapil ponim tuchos. Right? So we have and that is machloikis, so it's just made late or not. What did they do? They can't have that shiloh vitimanua. We said she's tome. Sounds like we were machmi when we were machmi. Ebchia wasn't so excited. Omer lahem. Now, once again, what does it mean they were machmi? They, again, we in this case, Rashi learns, we don't know if it was a zocher or a nekeva. So they were machmir, they said you have to sit 14, like a tree line again, you have to sit 14 days lutum. Okay. Omalem tzuve taharu mashetemesim. Go back and straighten out your psak. Tell them it's tor. Maidai Tchayu L'chumra. What do you think? You think because it's machlokes, you're being machmir. You're being machmir. Chumra dasi l'day kula. It's not just a chumra. Because when you are machmir and tell this lady to sit 14 days, she'll understand that it's a vlad nekeva. In which case, she'll then take 66 days of toya. Now, that's not necessarily true, because it's not true. We don't know that it's a vlad. There's a chumra and a kula in this over. You got to be careful. Because you thought, you're thinking, you're making a sin, you're not sure what to do with Ponim Tumah. Say, Machmir, let us sit 14 days with Tumah. That's a simple. When you make a psak like that, it's going to come along with 66 days of Toya. And that's not so simple, because it's really not so clear that there was a lady here at all. And then, in that case, in those days, she'll see a regular Riyah, she'll say, she thinks she's Toya, when really she's a Nida. And it's, Bekitsa, you can't just be Machmir here. So go take your psak back. Fine. Okay, interesting piece of Gemara now. Itma. Hamapeles beryo sheyesh lo beis gabin u beis shedroyes. It's an interesting formation here. It has like two backs and two spines. Oh, so we have to be careful. We have two machloikas in here. Omara, be'isho, it's such an, it ain't a vlad. It's not considered vlad, it's not Tumas later. Why? Kipshuto, because such a thing cannot live. Such a thing is a nafel. It's going to die immediately. Okay, so there's no too much later. Bivehemo, if such a thing is found in a behemo, also ba'achilo. It's also ba'achilo if it's born, that's for sure, because it's a nafel. It's like dead. Rav is saying it's also ba'achilo even if it's found inside the mother. As you shechted the mother, we spoke yesterday, we have that din, kol bashar bebehemo teichelo, whatever's inside gets that to shechit the mother. This creature, whatever you want to call it, will not get the head to shechit of the mother. So you have two things. It doesn't make Tumas Leido, and it doesn't get the head to shechit. Let's go slow. What's the pshat? Rav Luchura holds that this is a dead thing. It's a nafel. It can't exist. So that's why it doesn't make Tumas Leido. Now that will also explain why if it's born, you can't eat it, because it's dead already. But that doesn't explain why you can't eat it when it's inside the mother. Because the head to ben pekua has not anything inside. As long as it has a parcel, we learned yesterday. That has to be understood. Okay, we'll see. Shmuel Omar, Be'ish of Lot. No. Shmuel holds such a chves malformation can live. So it is. Tell me too much later. Bevehemo muta baril. And not when it's born. That's for sure not. If it's born such a way, it's considered dead, it's an avail. It's muta if you find it inside the mother. Okay? So if Tumachlog is Rav and Shmuel's, whether it causes Tumas later, Rav says no, Shmuel says yeah. And that's the chur simple, because Rav holds it can't live, Shmuel holds it can live. Then we have another machloikis where there is a head of ben pikuras, a head of shchit if you find it inside the mother. Okay? Now let's see what's going on over here. V'maikom iflugei. B'de Reb Chanan Barabba. D'om Reb Chanan Barabba. Hashesu, there's an extra word in the pasuk over there. Ezelo soichlo, as hashesu. Okay. What's meant to us? Bury a sheyesh lo beis gavin beis shedroyes. The Torah is answering in that word shesua such an animal. Shesua, split. That split hooves, it has a split back. It has two backs. Now, what does that mean? Rav Omar, bury a ba'al molesa. There's no such thing as a shesua. There's no such animal called shesua. There's no family of animals that goes with two backs and two things. So what does the Torah mean to ask the shesua? There's no such bury. What could the Torah be telling me? The Shesua is also. Rav holds there's no such thing as a Shesua. It's not a separate min, Shesua. You know, you got these animals running around with a family, two backs. So what did the Torah mean to say? There's no such thing. It's like, the Torah meant to say that if such a baby is malformed and you shech the mother, it doesn't have a head to shechita. That's what the Torah meant. There's nothing else to mean here. There's no such barrier running around. If the animal is such an animal is born, of course it's us because it's going to die immediately. It's an avail. So what did the Torah mean to Asa? It must be the Torah meant to Asa that if you shech the behemoth and you find inside such a thing, it'll be us. That's Rav. Shmuel Amar Beri Baal Meisah. It's a Pesach Metzias. Shmuel holds that such a thing called a Shesua. There's an animal called a Shnara malformation. There's a animal called a Shesua. The mother has two backs. The child has. That's what they look like. The Torah is telling you that animal called the Shesua is also. If you find such a malformed thing in a regular animal, Sharyin has the regular heter of Ben Pekua. So let's just regroup here. You have two machlokes, one by an Isha, one by an animal. Rav holds that such a thing cannot live, be it by a human being, be it by an animal, and no such species exists. So therefore, by an Isha, there's no Tumas Leidah, because it's a dead on the spot. It dies immediately, it's no Tumas Leidah. In an animal, if it's born that way, it's also because it can't live, it's an Avela. If it was found inside the Geshocht in a mother, it's also because of the Pasuk HaShesua. There's nothing else we can pin that Pasuk to. What did the Torah mean to Asa by Shesua? There's no such animal running around in the deep dark jungles of Africa. And if it's born, it dies immediately, so it's an Avela. What did the Pasuk mean? Pasuk meant to take off the Hetashchit. Shmuel is a little more complicated. Shmuel holds there is Tumas Leidah, because he holds such a thing can live by a person, but by an animal it can't. That's Rashi's twist. So by an animal, if it's born, it's also. Now what about if you find it inside the mother? That has the regular Het Shechita. I had a Pasuk Shesua. The Pasuk Shesua is talking about that species of animals in the deep dark jungles of Kenya, where there is a group of animals that look like a Shesua, that are Shesuas. That's the machlokes. There's two machlokes in here, really. Rav holds that these things die as soon as they're born. Shmuel holds that's true by people, but not by animals. Then there's another machlokes where there exists a species called Shesua. Shmuel holds there is, and that's what the Pasuk's talking about. Rav holds there isn't, so the Pasuk must be talking about inside the mother. So take off the Hetashchit. Okay? That's the machlokes. Oh. Eser Rav Simi Bachil Rav. Reb Chanina ben Atagon is a mission in Bchoris. Oimer, kol sheyesh lo beis gaben u shnei shedroyes posel avoida. Now, we'll go with Rashi. There are bumps in Rashi, but there are bumps the other way too. We'll go with Rashi. Yesterday we went with Tosis, then we'll go with Rashi. Rashi learns this mission, although if you look up the mission, it's not apparent, on the face of it, it's not true what Rashi's saying. They all jump on it. But Rashi learns this mission that it means posel avoida. We're talking about the behemoth over here. That it's a mum in a behemoth. The Gemara has lists of all the mumen, right? If you have a behemoth that has shtei gam and shtei shedroyis, it's a mum. You can't use it for a carbon. Now let's go slow for a second there. If the Mishnah says it's a mum for a carbon, obviously it means it's kosher to eat it. Some that you can't eat, that's trei. If you don't have to tell me it's possible for them, it's beya. All those things over there, it's got an eye, it's got a busted leg. You know, mumim don't make treifas. Okay. So that means that shnei shedroyis and shnei gabim, you can eat it. It's mutter to eat. No, that's shver on everybody. Because both Rav and Shmuel said that by an animal, if it's born, you can't eat it because it's dead. It's an avela. The machlokes Rav and Shmuel was if you shech the mother and you find it inside, it's a mutter. But if the animal is born, you can't eat that animal. It's a kash on everybody. Oh, so that's possible. Almo de chayai. Apparently, it can live. Meaning, and therefore, it's mutter to eat if it's on its own. Now, the next two words have to go out because it's not a kash on Rav. It's a kash on everybody. This is a kash on everybody. So the words must go out in Rashi. That was his kash. Bekitcha. Sai Rav, Sai Shmuel hold that if such a thing is born, it's dead on a spot and you can't eat it. You have a mission that you can eat it. The Mishnah says, if you have a grown-up shteishadroyis, it's possible as a carb. Possible as a carb, but you can eat it. First, you see it can live, it grew up. And then once it can live, you see it's mutter. That's again, Sai Rav and Sai Shmuel. Enfet Rav, Omalei Simi At. Rashi goes in, we find the common place in Shas that when Rav answered Rav Simi, he spoke to him that lashon, Simi At. He never spoke to anyone else that way. Let's come in, Pshotim. Sometimes Rashi says, because he was so smart, he meant to say to him, see me out. You see me, or he's going to catch you like that. Or Rashi, see me happened to him, Rav's grandson. He says it's a term of affection. He would speak to him that way. Okay, whatever. Basically, he's telling him, it's not such a big kasha, see me. Sheshadroso akumo. That Mishnah is not talking about the same case we're talking about. We're talking about Shesua. And actually has a double spine. It has two spines and two backs. A most strange formation. When the Mishnah there says, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about Shedrosa Akuma. the spine is somehow bent in such a way back that it looks like it has two spines. I'm just like, I guess it's so bent it looks like that somehow. I don't know. That's not what we're talking about. That is a mum. That's not good. I can live. That's a regular behemoth. Happens to be a mum for kachim. A lot of things that are mum for kachim. You have a split lip over here. It's a mum for kachim. There's nothing wrong with the animal. That's what we're talking about over there. We're talking about the classic shesua, which actually has two spines. That's an andamaisa. Okay. Now we come to a braisa, which is not easy to read either way, but one's going to make it a kash on Shmuel. Meisa. Yesh be'uborin shehen asurim. Now, what do we mean by yesh be'uborin shehen asurim? We mean there are certain uborim that are also when they're born. Because inside the mother, doesn't matter how early on in the Ibur it is, when you shef the mother, the Ibur is mut, it doesn't matter what's going on inside. Yesh be'uborin shehen asurim when they're born. Basically, what the Mishnah is telling, the Rice is telling us is, listen, the way the Chazal looked at it, let's go by a person. Aish is your lettuce, lettuce, or lezayin. That's how they had it. A full-term baby is 9 months, and a short-term baby was 7 months. But Lamashal, a baby born in 8 months, a ben ches, in a Gemara is considered dead. It's a nafel, cannot exist, and if it's moving, it doesn't mean it's dead. As far as we're concerned, it's dead. Younger than that for sure. Now, in a behemoth dako, I'm sorry, in a behemoth gaso, gestation is also 9 months. And a behemoth dako, it's 5 months. So less than that will be considered a nafel. In other words, if an eight-month baby were born to a gaso, or a four-month baby born to a dako, it's a nafel. It's considered dead. It's a nevela. What? It's a nevela. It's a nevela. Yesh be'uborin shein asurim when they're born, ben arbo ledako, meaning because there it's 5 months, it's full term, ben shmoina legasa, heimenu ulamata, meaning and anywhere from there and down, osa. When it's born, it's osa. Now, yotzo mishiyesh lo shnei gaben shnei shedroyis. You have to be very careful with this price. This price on the face of it doesn't make sense. It's telling you those uborim are osa, yotzo min shnei gaben is mutra. Now that's impossible. Because everybody holds the Shnei Gaben when it's born as us. So we have to do some reading here. We mean like this. Yesh uborin that are usher if they're born. But if they're inside the mother, a mutter. Yotza Shnei Gaben that's usher even when it's inside the mother. That's a kash on Shmuel. That's a direct kash on Shmuel. Because that is, in point of fact, the machlok is Rav and Shmuel by Behemoth. Whether there is a het ben pikur when you shech the mother. My yotza. Lav yotzim miklal uborim shafilu b'mei imon asurim. And it's a kasha on Shmuel. Now, it's a very interesting Gemara, because the Gemara just asked the kasha on Shmuel, basically saying the price is good like Rav. Look at what the Gemara says next. Rav metaritz l'taymei, Shmuel metaritz l'taymei. What does Rav have to metaritz? We're asking a kasha on Shmuel, we're saying the price is good in Rav. So Rashi points out, it's true, it's not a kasha on Shmuel. I'm sorry, it's not a kasha on Rav. But self, the reading and the price is a difficult reading. So the Gemara is going to explain it in Rav. And it's, either way we read it, the simple reading in a Braisa, it's fair on everything, it doesn't make any sense. The simple reading in a Braisa says, there are certain Uborim that are also when they're also, when they're born, Yotza Shnei Shedroyis, which is Mutter when it's born. That can't be. So the Gemara is just saying, Rav Metaritz the Taimei, you know, I didn't make it for a Kach, because it's a difficult reading, so he's going to explain it. Ushmul Tai Rav is going to explain exactly what we said. Rav Metaritz the Taimei. Ben aboladako ben cheslagaso heimenu ulamato osa when by medvar mamurin kshiyotz lavir oilam when they're born. Avol bimei imoy shori yotzo mishein lo shnei gam shnei shedroyos dafil bimei imo nami osa. And the Brice is like telling me that shnei shedroyos is osa when you shech the mother, which is a kash on Shmuel. And for the Gemara, Shmuel mitaretz l'taymei. Ben arbo ledaka, read a little different, the Braisa. Ben arbo ledaka, ben shmoina legasa, men ulamata osur, ba medvar mamur, mishalo kol lechol chadosha. Now, the words are funny. Orlem points out, ben ba medvar mamur. It's not ben medvar, that's the case we're talking about. For the, it means, the reason it's osur is because lechol chadosha. The reason it's osur is because it's too young. It hasn't lo kol chadosha. It doesn't have enough months for the gestation. Avol kol lo chadosha of mutter. Meaning, we're talking when it's born. It says an eight or a four is also when it's born. Why? Why is that? That's because lo kol lo chadosh. But if it'll wait a little longer and stuff, of course it'll be more than when it's born. Yotza mishi yesh lo beis gam beis shadrois. Tafagad the kol lo chadosh of im yotz lavir ha'olam. Osir, but bimei imo, shori. As according to Rab, the Bryce is talking bimei imo. It's saying there are uborim for prematures that are also when they're born, but avada bimei imo is muta. Yotzah shnei shadrois, that's also even bimei imo. Shmuel says, no, bimei imo, everything is muta. We're talking when it comes out, and what the Bryce means to say is that the premature baby is also when it's born, but that's because it's premature. It has to do with the time. If you wait for another few weeks, it'll be okay. Yotzah shnei shadrois, I don't care how old it is, under prematurity, whenever it's born, it's also because it cannot live. Tony Tanakami de Rav, Hamapelas Brias Guf Sheino Chotuch, Brias Roy Sheino Chotuch. Rashi explains there's no shape to it at all. Rashi says, Kulo Sholem, Kein Dav, it's like a flat board, it's not neaker any shape of a vorim there, Vitsur El Cholo Kein Eagle. So perfectly smooth. Yochel Taimo Tmeo Leido, Talmud Lomar. Isha ki sazriya v'yolda zohor v'yamashmini yimo. Misha ro'i lebris shmoino, or some have the gears of brias neshomo, whatever. Yotzu elu she'ena ro'in lebris shmoino, they'll never make it. Something that will die, there's no tumas laid. Omale rav, v'sayim bohochi, and you should finish up that braisa, that has no tumas laid, v'sheyesh no shnei gav, v'shnei shedroyis, because that's rav, that shnei gav, v'shnei shedroyis, also doesn't have Tumas Leid. Rabbi Yirmi Bar Abba, kids who remain where Machloik is, Rav and Shmuel, let's go back to the people, whether a Shnei Shadrois or Shnei Gabim, this Tumas Leid. Rav says there isn't, because he by a person it also can't live. Shmuel holds that person it could live, so there will be Tumas Leid. Oh, is Rabbi Yirmi Bar Abba Sovel Lamebaruv the Kavosei the Shmuel? He wanted a Paschal like Shmuel in Shnei Shedroyis and Bimetamehar, like Rashi says, even Belay the Yavishta, meaning it should be Tomei al Tumas Leid. He don't have the Zoch in the cave, a problem here. Because Shnei Shedroyis, well, it's a Nikkei Zoch in the cave, not Zoch. So what was his Chumra? He meant he was Ovid, he was Metamehar, Tumas Leid, let's say it was a Zochar, and there was no Dam. He said she's Tomei because he was Machmir, like Shmuel, that Shnei Shedroyis makes for Tumas Leid. Omalei Rav Huno. My die, same like this question we had before. My die to chumra. Well, you want to be machmir? It's not a chumra necessarily, because when you tell the woman she's talking too much later, then you're giving her 33 days of your meitoyar. So it's a chumra dosa kula. It's not a machloikis where you can stand be machmir over here. Chumra dosa lekula hu deko yavis lo de meitoyar. And it's if you tell her that she had a lady yavisht and it was no dam, she's tomei tumas leid, that's if ashtayin, that she's a regular yoledes. So then she's going to take 33 days, you may tell you. It's not one of these things because you don't know you can be machmir. It's a double-edged sword here. What you should do, you should go like Rav. Even though that's a kula and a chumra the other way, good, but we have the pasuk like Rav. Ovid miya kavosei de Rav, de kaimel and hilchus akarabi suri bein lekula, bein lechumra. Why'd you go like Shmuel? You're machmir zayin. You're not being machmir. It's one or the other. What you should do is go like Rav. I know, okay, it's cool and chumra nechalam, but we hold like Rav. Aloch Rabbi Surei, say lechumra, say lekula. This, by the way, is one of two gemaras that says Aloch Rabbi Surei, which we always throw around. This happens to be, this and Empires are the two places that it says it, actually. Oh, meantime, we get off to a side to a gestational question. We say, we know that by Aisha, full term is Tesh. She's your letters Latesh, she's your letters Lazai. Now, a Behema Gasa, we know also, a Behema Gasa is Latesha. So the Gemara wants to know, will Behema Gasa have a your letters Lazayan? Does it has that quirk like people do also, that there's a stage of prematurity which is maturity? Well, no, it's nine or it's nothing. Amar Rava, the Gemara thought it was similar because the full term happens to be the same. It's Bentes the people and Bentes lebe Magasa. Amar Rava, Hare Yomru Isha, Yoledes Letishvi, Yoledes Leshiva. Behe Magasa, Yoledes Letish, Yoledes Leshiva also? Alo Yolda. No, that's not true. Amar Nagma Yitzu, what's the problem? We just had a Brisa. We just said this Brisa over here. Ben Abola, Dakim Shmuel, Lagas, Hemenu Ulamato. Is also anything below that? Sounds like that's it. Anything below that is no good. So that means from 8 and down is no good. So there is no yeladus lezayin. My lava gasa, that's going on. It's going on both side daka. Look at lo adaka. So that part is referring only to a daka. Daka, that's a 5. 4 and under is not there. There's no second stage. But on a gasa, the Bryce is not talking. A gasa will be like a human. It'll be side ben tes, side ben zayin. Hi, my son, that's strange. If you tell me the Bryce is going on gasa, then the Bryce is telling me something. It's true. Salke daita chamino. I would have thought, just like what we said, a 7 can live. Then the Bryce would be telling me a chiddush. I would think that just like in an isha, it should be ben tes, but ben zayin is a valuable baby. So too in gasa, zayin. But come the Bryce and tells me no, gasa is not that way. Hey, man, I'm not to forget it. But eliyamet adako itmar. What's the gestation of 5? So 4 is no good. So what do you tell me? 3 is no good. Who would have thought that's a 3-month thing it could live? Why would I have thought that? Pshita baslasi yarche miko chaye? Why would I have thought that a 3-month-old thing could live? That's very old, premature. It's like, well, not so premature. Because I would have thought, which again, I was flying here, but I would have thought that just like by Aisha, you tell me full-term baby is 9. 8 is no good. 7 is yeah good. I don't know. Apparently there's some quirk in nature that if you're 2 months early, you're okay.
So, that's 7 months.
Yeah, good. But you see, there is such a thing. So I would think that being 2 months premature also gives you a full-term baby. So that's 5. So 3 would be good. It's just like that. If you're short a month, the baby can't live. If you're short 2 months, it does live. That's all. Just like 9 and 7. So I'd say 5 and 3 also. So the Gemara is not necessarily a raya from that brisa that a 7-month baby by a gasa is no good. It could be. It's only talking about daka. Gasa has the same rule as a person. 9 and 7 is good. 2 months early is full term. Daka doesn't. The Gemara has no pshitus on that.
Both Gaza and
Gaza. Who? Both Gaza is in Gaza. In Gaza, it's a suffix. It could be, it's not, we're not sure. That's more a suffix, we don't know. In Daka, we know anything premature is no good. Once you drop below 5, you're out. In Gaza, was that a suffix over here? Okay, God, they want another. Ram doesn't bring it. It's not clear what happened to this. What is the din in this? We don't know. I'm Rabbi Yudam of Shmuel. Hamapelas dmus lilis. It's a shed, or shido as they call it. It's a lady shed, lilis. As a partsuf adam, looks like a human being, but she has wings. Okay? Imot meyo ledo. That's called a Vlad. Vladu elishayesh lo knafayim. It's a Vlad with knafayim. Undos iras. Tanya nami hochi. Tanya nami. Hochi, Amr Biyasi Maize Bissimuni Bacha Shipila Dmus Lilis, Ubo Maislof Nechachomim, Vamu Vladhu, El Siyesh Loknafai. Okay. Amapel is Dmus Nochosh. Okay.
She's in a cave.
We had yesterday with Nochosh. Nochosh is like, if you go with the eye system, Einayim Doimus, so Nochosh will be Tmei Lehoi, Vagalgul Eino Agula Kishal Odom. Okay. Now, we have an interesting story here. One minute. Yeah. What's the place? Hold on. Hamapel is Dmus Nochosh. Hoiro Chanino ben Ochov Shel Reb Yeshua, Chanino, the nephew of Reb Yeshua Paskind, Imoy Tmei Oledo. Imoy Tmei Oledo. Afa Nochosh. Sounds basically like he's going like that system with a Nayim Doimus. Who? What do you mean? Why? Yeah, but it's a Nochosh. That was the Gemara before. That's like Behemoth. It doesn't have to have our Chitta Chavar. It's a Nochosh. And the Gemara said, hold a Galgal in Nayim, that would be good enough in that system. You go with the eye system. Now, so again, it gets the genealogy straight. It becomes a family issue, you'll see. Chanina, Rabbi Shua's nephew, Gepaskin, Tmei Oleda. They didn't like the Psak. Holach Reb Yosef v'sipa dvor l'fnei Reb Gamliel. Chanina just paskin tomei on a dumus nochosh. They didn't like it. Sholach lo l'Reb Yeshua, so he sent to the uncle, to the uncle, Reb Yeshua, get your nephew over here, let's straighten him out. Hanheg ben ochicho, go bring your nephew, ubo, and bring him. Now, v'hali choson, as they're going, yotziso kalas chanino l'kroso. This is Chanina, that's the nephew, Paskin the Din. His daughter-in-law comes to him with the same shaila. Omra loy Rebbe, hamapelas ki minochosh mahu. Omra lo imoi tohoira. Now he said imoi tohoira. Yeah, he sort of pressed on. Now he said imoi tohoira. To which she said to him, Omra loy, vahaloi mishimcho. I'm sorry, Rebbe Yeshua said it. Rebbe Yeshua said it, not Rebbe Chanina, Yeshua. Chanina Paskin Tameya. Rebbe Yeshua's uncle's bringing him to Rabbi Gamliel. On the way, Rebbe Chanina's daughter-in-law asked Rebbe Yeshua to did. Rebbe Yeshua said to Hira. She said, she was on the ball, she said, Baloi Mishimcha Omer Li Chamoisi, my mother-in-law told me, that says, Rebbe Chanina's wife, who's the niece of Rebbe Yeshua, told me in your name, Tameya, Imo Tameya. He just Paskin for Hira. She says, what a minute. My mother-in-law, your niece, told me in your name, Tmeya. Now that's the psak that Chanina gave. V'omaloi said to her, Me'ezetam? For what reason? You remember what, did I give a reason? Why I was with Tamei Dvus Nochash? That's a good gedenkt. Ha'il v'galgalein, ha'ogol kishalodim. Like we said back there, the oi is exactly the same. Mitoich dvoreo, from this that she gave this whole story over, Nizka Reb Yeshua, Yeshua Taka remembered, that he was the one who paskin Tmeya later. And the nephew Reb Chanina who paskin is because he like, I heard it from him. He's taking Reb Chanina now for dressing down by Rebbe Gamliel. It's like a chap, it's Genzaim Psak. That was his Psak. Sholach Lola Rebbe Gamliel, take the pressure off of Chanina, it was my Psak. He now remembered. Mipi Oiro Chanina. Don't have time to sell Chanina, that's my Psak. Zog di Gimor, Rabbaye, Shmamino. Somebody who's the Oma Milso says over a thing, say it over with the reasoning. The kimit curly midkar. When you say it over with the reasoning, people will remember. Like in this case, at first he didn't remember the psak. When she told him over, she held the whole reasoning. He then remembered what he said. It's a very interesting piece of Gemara. I mean, kip shuto. This Gemara none to do with us. I mean, this also gerat in Rebbe Meir. We don't have the whole thing. We are not matami any behemoth. Okay, but of course the Rambam paskins is Gemara. Even though no behemoths and no chayis and no oifis are matami 2 months later, but nochoch is. The way they say it's because he took it to stomach morning. What comes out? Reb Shua went that way. It doesn't sound like after this anybody chepered him. And nochoch, and he takes on this svar that the fact that the eyes are the same will make Tumas later. The problem is that the Gemara said before that all behemoths, Einayim Doimus is all behemoths, Chayas and Oifus. But they say an interesting thing. There it said, hold Einayim Doimus. Here it says, where is it? Galgal Einoi. As we said that, there it meant the eyes. Remember we said the eyes are similar to people, but the eye socket is not. Okay, the Gemara said over there that if the socket of the eye is round in an animal, it'll be a mum. It's the pupil of the eye that's doomed to an Adam. Here, the whole eye, the socket, is round like an Adam. This is, in that sense, the most doomed to Adam. So even though all behemoths are not nochosh is, they're the socket of Rambam, but keep shoot on this Gemara going to Meir, but that's how Rambam took it. Okay. Correct. Okay, getting too little, I got it. Hamapela shvir molemayim. Shvir, what's the English word for shvir? Shvir is the skin of the baby when it hasn't been formed inside yet. What, how do you touch it?
Embryo.
Yeah, but it's an empty embryo. There's nothing inside there. Okay. It's the skin of the baby, Rashi said before, with nothing formed inside. Shvir or Havlad, Kodim Shenivru Besocho Gidin Vatzamus Uboso. Okay, my pella shvir moli maim, nothing in there but water. Moli dam, moli ginunim. Rashi learns colored, some sort of colored liquid in there. Ain't a chashesh levlat. That's not a vlat. You don't have to worry about it. Vimhoyim murukim, if it was somewhat developed, there's something in there, your baby is beginning to develop. Now, what's called beginning to develop, we'll see tomorrow. The Gemara goes into it. What, how much you need to be called developed. Teishev l'zochel in a cave, you have to go l'chumra. Well, l'zochel in a cave, you're obviously not going to tell at that stage, but it's a vlad, you'll have to go l'chumra. Okay, meaning 14 days tumah and only another 26 days of tire. Hamapella sandal o shilya, teishev l'zochel in a cave. Okay, shilya we know, because shilya there's a vlad, we know there's a vlad, we don't know where it is, what it is, so you go l'chumra. Sandal, they got a good word for sandal. Sandal is like a, looks like a baby that didn't make it, really. That's how the Gemara understands it. We're really two. And one smashed the other one. It looks like a sandal, like a piece of leather. So we, it is a vlad. We just can't deal with much more. And there'll always be another vlad. That's how the Gemara understood. Because if it's a sandal, there must have been a twin thing and one got smashed. So there's another vlad there. So on that vlad, you still have to sit. But it, let's say that vlad is a zohar. You'll have to sit, you make tumma of a nekevo because the sandal, we don't know what it is. Okay, what's the English word for sandal? Don't tell me to say shoe.
Sandal.
What?
They don't translate
it. They don't translate it. Very good. Okay. I see. Okay, bishlamo dog di gemore dama mayim loy klumi. Yeah, you got what looks like the skin of everything, nothing in there, there's nothing in there. Fashteitzach. Ele genunim. You know what I mean? Rashi learns it's colored. I can sort of call it liquid, I guess. Nechushem of Vlad Hava Vinua. Maybe it is a Vlad and it got smashed or something. It's the Gemara. Interesting. Amar Abaye, one of these rhetorical things. Kama yayin chai shosas imo shalzesh nimuach uber besoch meyer. Why should we think there's a baby in there but she drank it? That's one of those. You know. There's no reason to assume that's what happened. Rova ama mole tnan. It says this shvir was mole ganunin. If there would have been something in there that dissolved, it wouldn't be full, this thing. It would be missing something. Okay. Rav Ada bar Rahava
Megvonim Tanan. That's a stupid thing before, that the cloud has to be really the last
minor. At one point, yeah. At one point, yeah. Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. He says, Gvonim Tanan, meaning colors, not color. Vim Isa dit Muchiyit Makula Bechad Gavna Bekoy. Okay, I don't know. It's not so easy to understand. But if the baby would have had been an embryo and dissolved, it would be one color. I'm not sure why that should be, but that's the Gemara says. I don't know. Okay, now we come to say a mystical Gemara. We'll make no comment. Tanya Abba Shol Oimer, Koyve Mesa Moyisi. Abba Shol was an undertaker, a grave digger, whatever you call it. No, an undertaker, Koyve Mesa. Moyisi Mestakel Batsoma Shol Mesa. He did some scientific studies on the remains of people. He found Hashoysa Yain Chai. Now, the Gemara's time, one shouldn't have drunk Yain Chai. It had to be diluted. It was very strong. So Hashoysa Yain Chai at Smoysav Srufim. The bones that came out burned. Mozug. Mozug meaning over diluted, not the proper dilution. Over, too much water down. At Smoysav Schuyin. What did I say for Schuyin? Rashi says either black or dried out. Dried out, not the moisture that a bone should have. Koroi, those who drank properly diluted wine, is that spice of meshuchim, meaning meshuchim, moist, proper the way they should be. Kids, don't drink too strong wine, don't drink too weak wine, drink the proper dilution. So people drank more than they ate. That's not a good idea. Now you have to be careful because the Gemara Megillah says one achila should be more than achila should be more ruben and shdiya. Here they point out it means much more than it should be. Then at smos of schuyin they'll be dry. Koroi, if you eat the proper amount, which is some a little bit achiloso meruba mi shdiyoso, then at smos of meshuchim. Tanya, okay, here comes one. It's really interesting. Abba Shol Omer Vitei Reb Yechanan Koy Vemesim Moyisi Pam Achas Ratz the Achat Tzvi. I was running after a sadly, besides being an undertaker, he was a hunter. He was running after a deer. V'nichnasti, I went into Kulis Shel Meis. Kulis is the leg bone, I think the femur. It's the long bone in the leg. There was a bone there. He went into it running after the Tzvi. V'ratz the Achrov, I ran after the Tzvi. Sholosh parsoyes, three parses, quite a bit, your base meal. Utzvi lo igati, and I didn't catch up to that tzvi. The kulis look also, and I still can get to the end of that kulis. Talking about a rather large femur bone. Kishachazati lachari, when I went back, omrili shel oig melech aboshen oisu. That was oig melech aboshen's leg. Okay, if you're interested, looking at my show, the most interesting what this Gemara really means. But anyway, Tanya Abba Sholomer, Kaiva Mesim O Yisi, Pamachas, Niftecho Meora Tachtai, so the I guess the earth ground, a sinkhole, and he fell in there. The Omadati, I found myself, Begalgal Eino Shel Mes, I was in the eye socket of a mess, Ad Chotmi, I fell in up to my nose, that's how deep this thing was. It was Avsholom Zayin. He was Choyte Be'eino. He saw what he shouldn't have seen. That's what Mashiach explains. Okay. Oh, now you tell me this was not such a big deal because Avsholom was a midget. So I'm not telling you all that much. Maybe he was a midget. My dear friends, Avsholom Oruch B'doyri Havo. He must have been a basketball star in his youth. He was from the tallest people in his door. The Reb Tarfin magi alexeifoy. Reb Tarfin only reached his shoulder. The Reb Tarfin oruch b'doy rehav. Reb Tarfin was the tallest in his door. The Reb Meir magi alexeifoy. We're going down. This katnu hadoyer is here. Reb Meir oruch b'doy rehav. The Rebbe magi alexeifoy. Rebbe oruch b'doy rehav. The Reb Chia magi alexeifoy. The Reb Chia oruch b'doy rehav. The Rav magi alexeifoy. Rav oruch b'doy rehav. The Reb Yehuda magi alexeifoy. Reb Yehuda Oruch B'doy Rehava, the Adadali was a Shamus. Oda was his name, he was a Shamus. Magielik Sefer, each is Ksefoy. Prash the Bina de Pumpadisa, Mr. Pushpadina from Pumpadisa. Koi Lay, now that's Adas up to the Kosef of the one before. We're going Kosef, 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 Kosef. Prash the Bina de Pumpadisa, Koi Lay, Oda Dailat Palge. He reached half height of Oda Dalia. The Kule Alma, the no regular people, Koi the Prash the Bina, the Pumpadis and Chartse, they only came up to the hips, Chartse, to the loins. Loins, unbelievable. The loins, yeah.